Since 1 or 2 years already, I was thinking about when will the business model of Airbnb or of Uber, when will it hit the bar and restaurant scene? Yesterday, something very interesting happened. Yesterday, it first time became a little bit bigger exposure because the idea of doing business in a licensed business in an unusual way and breaking the rules and breaking some balls already exists. I think there's a few people who offer it, but in the moment it has no big exposure. But I promise you this will become very big over the next few years, I guess. So to get you up a little bit, so yesterday there was a TV show called Die Höhle der Löwen, which is like the Lion's Den, and it's a German show about startups and investors. So the idea is like Planet of the Apps or some other shows that people present their business ideas, their little startup companies, which they mostly already do business with, and they present it to really cool investors and to people who have a little bit background in startups. And these kind of famous people have to decide if they want to buy into this startup. So they offer them a share for a fixed price and then you can negotiate, or if they think the idea is shit. So yesterday there were two people, and the platform is from Hamburg, and I think they are online for one and a little bit more year, and it's called chef.net. So it's www.chef.net, and I checked them out like a year ago because we do quite a lot of tastings for our regulars. People love to, you know, come for a special day to a bar, have a good tasting, so you explain everything. So that's really, it's a thing in our bar going on. For me, it's not a real business model. It's more about bringing regulars to the bars and give them a special time so they feel more special while having this tasting. But also it is a business. And this chef.net popped up because I was just googling who is doing tastings in Hamburg. So I realized there's some people offering like gin tastings on these platforms. But also, it's in the beginning, it's more about food. So they called it social dining. Nowadays, they have realized that it's all about drinking also. So they also call a section social drinking. And the idea is like Uber, it's like Airbnb. So Uber and Airbnb have become famous in areas where you normally need a license. Taxi is a licensed business. Hotels is a licensed business. And this can be shit, this can be good. Finally, it's a regulated market. And they just break the rules and some balls. And they give a shit about the license and they say, we don't care. We create a special system so that people can use kind of the same idea without a license. So this is what will now happen in dining and drinking. People will come to people's private home, and networks like chef.net will organize it. And many, many people working in restaurants will hate this because this, you know, people start, you can see it already now on these platforms. The idea is to have a nerd and a friend who loves cooking, and he invites a few friends coming to a table and they have a great night and they share the costs. But you can also already see it now on the platforms that really people use it to make some money. So you, as a liquid entrepreneur, you should think about this and definitely check this out, I promise you. So people already now started to do tastings on that platform, gin tastings, drinks tastings, like for 45 and more euro. So, and the interesting thing is you all do this without license. So don't get me wrong. First of all, you know, I hate license business. I'm deeply into the license business. So I know it's a pain in the ass. On the flip side, we will have the same discussion with like Uber or with like Airbnb. It should be fair conditions for everyone. So if somebody comes around and just makes, hey, we do this all at private homes, there will be some issues and people will start to sue them, and we will just see how the discussion went on. Finally, I don't care because I don't think my business is about competing with other people or just competing with people what they do at home. But I think it will affect a few people's business. It belongs on the area where you're, you know, concentrating on. And this business model is maybe also something you should look at. Maybe it's interesting for you to make a nickel and a dime there, or just to get an audience. If you're a young bartender and you want to create an audience because you want to set up your own bar in 1 or 2 years, this can be very interesting to organize this, you know, kind of not really business, private tastings, private bar, private dinner, or if you're a chef, you do it with cooking, you build an audience. Do 50 of these events and you have an audience of 200 people, 10 of them think you're an idiot, 120 people think you're amazing, and the rest that it was okay whenever you do good. So finally you have a base to start on your business. So it can be very interesting to look at it. I'm just curious to see. I promise you, this thing, they call it social dining, social drinking. I don't have a word for it yet. Maybe you have a word you can suggest me. I would love to hear your suggestion. Don't forget, I'm using Anchor. It's an app, anchor.fm, to do this podcast. I'm just running from my office for lunch with Dirk ten Brink. I run to Café Paris. I'm a little bit late. I can see him behind the windows. He's looking at me. And I just did all this recording while I was walking. I edited music while I was walking. I think Anchor is something really cool. You should use it. And in Anchor, you have the possibility to give me an in-call to the show. So if you want to, maybe you have a name for this, what's going on now in the liquid world. I think it's interesting. I think it could be interesting for you, for your business. Check it out. I don't have a word for it. If you have a suggestion, let me know. And now I go for lunch.